Hello, world. This is Wichita. The Wichita Eagles, the newspaper for every member of the family since 1872, brings you another half hour of music and drama. Tonight you will hear an amusing story of yesterday, a story inspired by the back files of the Wichita Eagles. So let's listen to another chapter of This in Wichita. Now for a curtain raiser, the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, plays for us The Torch Dance by Edvard German. They say rooms and apartments are getting scarce in Wichita, but we wish to assure all newcomers that the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle has a large list of rentals advertised every day. If you're looking for a room, apartment, or house, just look in either the Morning or Evening Eagle. And then if you don't find exactly what you want, just go to the Eagle office at Market and William Streets and ask for the classified rental information department. There you will find willing assistance for the Eagle in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board. Will gladly assist you in solving your rental problem. Just see the Wichita Eagle serving this city and the great Southwest since 1872. Now we bring you the first federal quartet singing A Bicycle Built for Two.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet on a seat of a bicycle built for two. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet on a seat of a bicycle built for two.
And now we lift the curtain on a romantic story of yesterday, as inspired by the back files of the Wichita Eagle. Do you remember the days when the youth of Wichita had its gangs? The Harry Street Gang, the Linwood Gang, the Bloody West Side Gang? And do you remember this great unwritten law?
A girl what lives in the Harry Street neighborhood has got no right to go with any boy what don't belong to the Harry Street Gang.
Yes, that was the law of the gang.
And if you were courting a girl sometime around near the turn of the century, you'd probably know all about the trouble a fellow could get into if he belonged to the Linwood gang and fell in love with a girl from, let's say, the Harry Street gang.
Oh, listen, Casey, you're just asking for murder. That's what you are. Listen, Casey, I'm your best friend. And I'm telling you, those Harry Street guys will kill you.
I'd like to see them try it.
But they will, Casey. They'll gang up on you some night and beat the daylights out of you for trying to go with one of their girls.
Oh, now listen, Fuzzy. I'm free, white, and, well, almost 21. And if I want to go with a girl that lives in a Harry Street neighborhood, I'll do it.
But you belong to the Linwood gang.
Well?
Well, guys, ain't the girls around this neighborhood good enough for you?
Maybe. But they can't beat that little strawberry blonde over on Harry Street. Oh, that kiddo.
Ah, 23 skidoo. A girl's a girl.
Not when she's a strawberry blonde. Then she's a goddess, a angel. Oh, Fuzzy, have you ever seen her?
Why, sure. And I'll admit she's about the prettiest little gal what ever wore shoe leather. But you belong to the Linwood gang. And
she
belongs
to the Harry Street gang, I know. Look, Fuzzy, I'm going to have a date with her if I have to fight the whole town.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. Have you asked her yet?
Sure, I've asked her.
Well, what'd she say?
No, emphatically no.
Boy, that's swell. She saved your life. By refusing to go with you, she saved your life, Casey.
But I'm not taking her first, no. I'm going to keep on asking her till I've got a beard clear down to my knees.
Gee, Casey, you sure must like punishment.
Nope, I just like strawberry blonde. Come on, Fuzzy. She lives right down this next block. I'm going to ride down on my bicycle.
No, sir, not me. Here's where I stop.
Oh.
Casey, are you crazy? This is a dividing line. You cross over here and you're in the territory of the enemy.
But I gotta cross over. She lives down there.
Hey, look, Fuzzy. Look, there she is. It's her. She's riding her bicycle, too. So long, Fuzzy.
Here I go.
Hold on, Casey. I'll bring flowers to your funeral.
All right. Make them think we.
Nora? Yes, Evan?
I think we're being followed.
Well, I know we are. But just keep on pedaling your bicycle, pay no attention.
But who is he? I've never seen him in this neighborhood.
Of course not. He belongs to the Linwood.
Oh, have you talked to him?
Yes, he asked me for a date.
He doesn't know?
I guess not.
But he didn't accept, did you?
Of course not, you silly goose.
Oh, that's a good thing. Your beau would just be awful mad. You know how Boyd is.
Yes, I know. But don't think I refused him just on account of Boyd. In fact, if Boy Jones gets any more bossy with me, I'll just...
Laura, you wouldn't. Not really, would you?
Now, what if I wanted to? I have a right to go with any boy I want.
The Harry Street
boy. Oh, botheration, Effie. They're not my boss.
Well, then why didn't you accept the date with this boy?
Simply because he's too smart. He... Well, just look at him showing off. Riding without holding on to the handlebars.
I think he's stand a kid.
Now, Effie, don't look at him. We'll try just as if he didn't exist.
Oh, but Laura, he's gaining on us. Oh, he is.
Oh, Effie.
How do you do, ladies? Lovely day, eh, what?
Effie, did you hear a strange noise?
Why?
Effie, stop smiling at him.
Well, I can't help it. Look, he's going to do some more tricks on his bicycle.
To show off. I think I'll show him up. I can ride without holding on to the handlebars, too.
Oh, this, you better not.
Yes, I will. I'll show him. There.
Oh, dear. Did you hurt yourself, Flora?
Oh, I don't know. Why did I have to upset?
Oh, Flora, here he comes. Right into your rescue.
No.
Did you hurt yourself?
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm perfectly
can I help
all right.
You? Can I get you a glass of water?
I'm all right,
honest,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, Miss Flora.
Everything
that was
just...
wonderful, the way you were riding without holding on the handlebars.
Yes.
Not many girls can do it. You're the best I've ever
I'm
seen.
I'm all right, I tell
here,
you.
Here, don't try to stand on your leg. Oh, I mean your limb. I'd rather have broke my neck than see you hurt.
I'm perfectly
I think you're
all
wonderful.
Right.
You're the most beautiful girl in Wichita, in Kansas. Honest. Well, my name's Casey. That's my nickname. My regular name's Charles. Everybody calls me Casey.
How interesting.
Remember me? I'm the guy that asked you for a date.
Yes.
Oh, gracious, Flora. Here comes Boy Jones. Say, you better go, Casey. Charles, or whatever your name is.
What happened here? Hey, who's this guy? What's the idea of you talking to him?
Now, look here, Boy Jones. I'll talk to whomever I please.
You sure ain't choosy, are you? Say, ain't you one of the Linwood guys?
Maybe.
Well, what you doing down here? This is Harry Street territory. Come on, get moving. Come on, move out. Go on. Hey, Flora, don't you be having no words with him either.
Now, just a minute. That's going too far. I told you once before I'd talk to whomever I please, and I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. No girl of mine is going to talk to any Linwood trash.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show you. Mr.
Just call me Casey.
Very well, Casey. You ask me for a date, and I accept. You may call for me at 7:30 this evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, you Linwood louse. You take on any girl in this neighborhood, and I'll pay you off in two black eyes and a broken nose.
All right, you Harry Street hick. Anytime you pay me off, I'll give you a receipt in full.
Dear, now I wonder what she wants.
Yes, Flora?
Please, Father, put his shoes on. He stays apart. Well, I've got a new foe calling this evening.
What's that? What does she say?
She says to put your shoes on.
Oh.
She has a new bull calling this evening.
Oh, just when I get comfortable and settled down to read the paper.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Where
that hair?
Oh,
you're
not. No, Effie, I won't wear it.
You're not. That's my bed hair.
About what she mean wraps in her hair.
Now, John, that's what all the girls wear nowadays.
Huh?
It just adds more hair. Don't be so nosy.
No.
And you girls stop fighting.
Well, Effie, let Flora wear your ribbon, your wrap. You can borrow hers when you have a bull collar.
Yes, but she's liable to get them all ruined.
Oh, I will not.
Oh, how you talk.
Well, Mother, you just don't know what she's doing. She's going after the boy who doesn't belong in this neighborhood.
What?
Oh, Effie, be quiet.
I won't either. You know good and well there's going to be trouble.
Okay,
you might get in it, too. Why, you can't tell. They might throw eggs at you and your Linwood bow.
Oh, shut up.
What in the world are you two girls talking about?
Well, Father, you know how these boys down here act when a girl starts going with some fellow who doesn't belong to their gang.
Effie?
I've heard about that. Now, see here, Flora, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Of course she is. Land sakes, a girl can't let one bunch of boys tell her who she can or can't go with.
I'm glad you feel that way, Mother. I just want to show Boyd Jones he can't rule my life.
Of course, dear. A girl can't start too soon to show a man she's a mind of her own.
Huh? Now that's nice advice, giving your daughter such... Well, what's the idea, Ma? What do you want them to do, a henpeck their husband?
No, I wouldn't do that, Father, never. That's why I... Well, why I agreed to go out with this young man. Really awfully nice.
I'm sure he is, my
at first,
dear.
First, I didn't think I was going to like him at all, but, well, I can see he's fine and sensitive and really, well, romantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be. Never heard you carry on like that before, Flora?
But it's the way I've always felt. I think marriage, well, that if a girl should marry, she should marry for love. The strongest, deepest love she has. A marriage should be all romantic, all beautiful. The scent of flowers and moonlight.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to look this young man over close.
And I want everything that goes with marriage. A beautiful church wedding. A honeymoon. A honeymoon to Niagara Falls, just like you had, Mother. You did go to Niagara Falls, didn't you?
Yes. That was my first disappointment.
Your first?
Yes, and your father was the second. I couldn't see much to either one, considering the way they'd been advertised.
Girls, your mother's been to Crawford to see that minstrel show again. That's where she gets all her jokes.
I don't have to go to a theater for a joke. I got one 20 years ago with a brass ring thrown in. It's a fat girl. I never enjoyed a minute at Niagara. And besides, I caught a cold and couldn't speak a word for 2 weeks.
She's been making up for it ever since.
Oh, I know you two don't mean any of that. You just let the pretty romantic part of your marriage wear off, that's all.
Well, after 20 years, most anything will wear off.
20 years? Why, John, you stopped being romantic just as soon as you paid the preacher.
What?
Flora's right about marriage. It should be pretty. You keep your husband romantic, dear, if you have to hit him with a rolling pin every morning. How'd you meet him?
Well, he chased you on a bicycle.
Effie.
Mother, you should have seen it. You were cycling along and...
Bicycles. I knew there was something I wanted to tell both of you girls. Flora, you and Effie have both got to stop riding those bicycles so much. Yes, you've torn every pair of bloomers you have to your name. Now, it's just got to stop.
Mother, everybody rides bicycles.
Well, we're not...
That's him. It's Casey. Do I look all right? How's my ribbon? How's my hair?
You mean my hair?
Oh, hush
up. I'm warning you, Flora. If you spoil my
hair... Oh, be quiet, Effie. Go to the door and let him in.
I will not. He's your beau. I'm taking no chances on getting hit with a ripe tomato.
Oh, all right, don't then.
Has Father got his shoes on?
Yes, I assure you I'm thoroughly respectable in all appearance. Bring forth this brave prince from another camp. I want to see him.
Do come in. I want you to meet my mother and father.
Oh, sure. It's a pleasure. And if we hurry, we can catch the next streetcar. I figure it's due in a few minutes.
Yes. Mother, this is Casey.
Casey O'Reilly. Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
And this is my father, Casey.
Hello.
Glad to meet you, young man. Glad to meet you. I'll be brief and to the point, as I am with all the beaux of my girls. I expect them to be in by 11 o'clock. Not a minute later. Is that clear?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll see that she's home by that time. We're going boat riding over on the river. Brought my mandolin.
Mandolin, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a relief. Last two bows Flora had played a banjo.
Oh.
You won't play Jeannie with a light brown hair, will you?
Oh, Father, come on, Casey. We must go. I think I hear the street.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. We'll be back by 11. Glad
to meet you. Goodbye. Have a good time. And you must come to dinner sometime. Yeah. Hurry, I hear the streetcar.
Seems like a nice young man. He sure knows the right form of entertainment. Ought to be a great night on the river. Yes, sir. Moonlight and everything.
You sing so beautifully.
Oh, I guess that's just the river. Somehow it seems like everything's prettier down here.
It is nice, Casey. So quiet and peaceful. And look at the moon.
Sure. I ordered it specially for you.
Oh, Casey.
What the fact? Gee, Flora. This is everything I've been hoping for weeks and weeks. Ever since the first time I saw you. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't know.
I do. Love is like this old river, Flora. It makes everything more beautiful. Look. See how much prettier the moon is when it's shining on the river. Even the sound of the crickets and bullfrogs. And the sound of voices. Oh, listen. There's a boat coming around the bend. They're just folks like us singing. But when they sing on this river, it's just 10 times prettier. Yeah, Flora. Love and the river, they make everything sweeter and more beautiful. Oh, here they are.
Hi there.
Hello. I got an idea. I wonder if they'll answer. Sometimes, Flora, this whole river just echoes with folks singing. Let's try it, huh? Casey Wood waltz with a strawberry blonde. He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl. With the strawberry blonde and the man played on. He'd fight off the floor. Take with alarm. He'd marry the girl. I'm glad you said you'd go with me tonight.
But Casey, I'm not so sure I'm glad.
You mean you haven't been happy with me?
Oh, no. It's been beautiful, Casey. The most beautiful night in my life. I'm thinking of what I've done to you. Oh, Casey, I shouldn't have let you take me out. That Harry's Street gang will... Oh, I can't bear to think of it.
Oh, I'm not afraid, Flora. I'll be all right.
But, Casey, there are over 30 boys in that gang.
30? Are they big ones?
Nearly all 6 feet tall.
6 feet?
Uh-huh, and some of them bigger.
Oh, well, let's sing, Flora.
Oh, Casey, I feel more like praying. I know they'll be waiting for you when you take me home.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen.
Oh, don't joke, Casey. I can't bear to think of what'll happen.
Well, I don't care. It'll be worth it, whatever it is. If they beat me 90 times a week, I'll still be hanging around. Because I love you, Flora. I love you.
What is that, Ma? That 10 or 11 o'clock?
Well, I can't tell till the clock stops striking. Why don't you go to sleep, John?
Hmm?
You've twisted and squirmed in this bed until it looks like a horse was spending the night.
Oh, I can't sleep. Been asleep twice. I woke up both times.
Did you put the cat out?
Yes, and I wish I hadn't. He's out there fighting with some other tomcat. That's what woke me up. Listen, there they go again. Confound those cats. Why do they have to pick our porch to have their fights?
Oh, go to sleep.
What time was that struck? Did you count them?
How could I and argue with you?
Oh, I'm going to get up and chase those tomcats off the porch. That's all there is to it. Find out about a tomcat.
Take a broom there, all of you. Spend the whole night.
Ma, are you asleep?
Oh, heavenly days, John. What is it now?
Ma, I saw a bunch of shadows out in the yard when I chased those cats. I think they're men, they're boys, hiding behind the trees. Do you suppose that gang...
Oh, John, go to bed. They wouldn't dare.
I don't know. It was 10 o'clock a while ago. I'll feel better when Flora gets in
here. Oh, will you go to sleep? You'll be as cross as an old bear in the morning.
I don't know how a man can sleep. Between a daughter traipsing around with a marked man and 14 tomcats fighting on the porch. Oh, I'm sleepy. Can't sleep. I still think I saw men in our yard.
Oh, John, go to sleep.
I think we're surrounded.
Well, Casey, here we are. Why don't you go on? I can walk the rest of the way.
Well, nothing doing. I took you out, and I'm bringing you back.
But, Casey, I just know they're lurking around here somewhere waiting for you. Oh, Casey, here they come.
Huh?
Yes, there.
Here's the smart aleck that thinks he can take our girls out.
No, you boys don't dare.
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. I'm with the lady. She has to get home. Now, whatever you want to do to me can wait till I see the lady home.
Oh, sure, boy. We'll wait. I don't think you'll get away.
Oh, that's
We're
right.
We're following right along.
That's right with me. Just as soon as I see the lady home, I'll be back.
And don't waste no time saying goodnight either, see?
End of the line. You're home safe.
Oh, Casey.
And now I guess I'll say goodnight.
Oh, Casey, I can't let you go. That awful gang will kill you.
Well, what for? I can't stay here.
Yes, you can. You can sleep in the parlor. Well, Casey, I can't let you go, don't you see? I know something now, Casey. I believe in love at first sight.
Oh, Flora.
Where are you, little
girl? Oh, no, Casey, don't go. No.
Lucilla, listen, you salt-in horsey. Give me a chance. I'll fight you one at a time, single-handed. I'll show you, you fucking...
No, Casey, don't go. Help! 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 Help!
What in the world? Here. What in the tarnation's going on out there?
Tom, what is it? Is that our Tomcat?
No, it's Flora's Tomcat.
Hey,
Jason!
Hey, Ron! Here comes the Linwood gang!
Oh, gosh! Fuzzy, good for you, Fuzzy! Hurry up, bring on the gang!
Oh, Father, help Casey. He's hurt.
I'm all right.
Well, Casey, I tried to help you. I threw a flower pot at them. I don't know who I hit.
I do, honey. It was me.
Oh, Casey. Look, you're all bloody and in an old bogey. Oh, Casey.
Oh, I still say it was worth it. Flora. They might give me trouble coming to see my girl, but if you were my wife...
Yes, Casey.
You mean yes, you'll be my wife?
Well, here's my father. Maybe you'd better ask him.
The answer is yes. Yeah. Marry her. Maybe I can get some sleep. Oh, my eye. Why did I get in this? All I want is some sleep. There goes those tomcats again.
And so our curtain falls on another story from yesterday. The gangs have all disappeared from Wichita. We're one city now, and the boys from Linwood can go with the Harry Street gals, and the West Side boys can go with the East Side girls. But yesterday, it was quite a different story.
One more dear home, I regret to be lonely and dream of you.
Every Sunday evening, the Wichita Eagle opens its rich storehouse of stories, the news of yesterday. And friends, every morning, every evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you the latest news of today. 20 cents per week brings both the Morning and Evening Eagle. First in news, sports, market reports, features and comics, and Kansas' largest classified medium. This is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Sunday to This is Wichita.